The Holy Spirit says, welcome to part three. It's not what you think, it's what you can understand. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The present state of the false woman prophetess, Jezebel. Jezebel teaches the saints to indulge in sexual immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. Your foundation for this teaching is Revelation chapter 2, verse 19 through 29. You need to read that for yourself. And Revelation chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. You need to read that and discover for yourself. The genuine gift of prophecy are elevated into leadership. When you have a genuine gift of prophecy, that gift will elevate you into leadership. When you have the genuine gifts of prophecy that come from the Holy Spirit, the genuine gifts of prophecy come from the Holy Spirit. Genuine prophets brought direct revelations from God in the form of teaching. Those are the fivefold ministry teachers, and occasional predictions of the future. That's the gift of prophecy. Genuine prophets brought direct revelations from God in the form of teaching and occasional predictions of the future. We must have the ability to see through the pious deception of a false prophetess. Expose Jezebel before the people. See, a true prophet of God, a true man of God who walks in the spirit and the anointing and the power of God doesn't have a problem to expose Jezebel before the people. Expose the wicked and deceptive woman Jezebel who led astray and persecuted the true prophets of God. This is why we must expose the wicked and deceptive woman Jezebel, because she led astray and she persecuted the true prophets of God. Expose the woman who was enticing the servants of God to abandon their exclusive loyalty to Christ. You can find that in the church. There's a whole lot of women in the church who entice the servants of God to abandon their exclusive loyalty to Christ, that those prophets of God will be loyal to the women in the church. We must expose the women who were enticing the servants of God to abandon their exclusive loyalty to Christ. Expose the sexual immorality of spiritual adultery, of idolatry. Expose cultic fornication. Expose the woman who represents the false prophets. Let me say that real slow. Expose the woman in the church. Expose the woman in the body of Christ. Expose the woman who represents the false prophets and her children who follow the teaching. Because a false prophetess has her own babies, has her own children, has her own team that rolls with her. So when you expose the woman who represents the false prophets, you must also expose her children who follow the teaching of the false prophets. Expose the woman Jezebel who refuses to repent. Expose the woman Jezebel. There's a woman in the body of Christ. There's a woman in your church. There's a woman in the church who just refuses to repent, and she lauds herself around in the service that she's a prophetess of God. Expose the error and identify the false teaching. Expose the error and identify the false teaching and spiritual unfaithfulness. I don't care how spiritual you are. If you're unfaithful to the word of God, your spiritual faithfulness is equal to spiritual unfaithfulness. Stop doing the deeds of Jezebel. Let me say that real slow. Stop doing the deeds. Stop doing the work. Stop doing the activity. Stop doing the practices of Jezebel. Let us have sufficient insight to penetrate Jezebel's deception. When God chooses you, He gives you a gift. And you got to understand that the number one gift God gives you is spiritual discernment. But you can always ask for more discernment. You can always ask for more love. And you can always ask for more prophecy from God. Those are the three top things that you can ask God for all the time. God, I need more discernment. God, I need more love. God, I need more of the gift of prophecy. So let us have sufficient insight to penetrate Jezebel's deception. Insight into Jezebel's teaching and insight into Jezebel's deeds. Enter into the strongholds of Satan. This is for the real men of God. This is for the real women of God. This is for the true ones. This is for the chosen few, the ones who have been called out by God. Enter into the strongholds of Satan. If you are a real man of God, you don't have no problem entering into the stronghold of Satan. If you are a real woman of God, a bona fide woman of God, you will not have one problem entering into the stronghold of Satan and learn the nature and experience of sin and appreciate grace, the depths of sin's deception.